It's time for the Newsmax Daily from Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now, here's your host, Rob Carson.
To start the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the economy, how it's killing all of us in many ways, shape, or forms. Going to get very much into the Hunter Biden laptop and how the censoring of the story effectively helped to throw the election that was being stolen by the Democrats. Some very big names in politics are saying the exact same thing. Going to get into some COVID stuff here. We've been played in a lot of ways. And then also some Leah Thomas stuff. Her swimming career is over at the University of Pennsylvania. She is a graduating senior. So the positive is, after 1 year of competing as a woman, Leah Thomas can untuck, can just untuck, you're okay, can just let it go, it's no big deal. It's kind of like middle-aged guys at the beach. You know what happens, guys, when you're at the beach, you walk around when you're above the water, and you suck your stomach in, you make it look like, you try to look like you're, you know, reasonably svelte. You're not fooling anyone, by the way, you're not fooling anyone. But when you get into the water, once it's passed, like right up to your chest, then you can just let it all out. You can just, like, it doesn't even matter, there's nobody noticing you there, but on the beach, you gotta suck it in. When you get in the water, you let it out. The opposite is true with Leah Thomas. She's getting out of the water, and then he can let it all hang out. See what I mean? So a little bit of difference there. Kind of the same thing going on. Either way, you're kind of covering up a lie about your physical state. That said, we'll get to all of that as the show progresses. And the phone here, by the way, the phone number we have here is 800-922-6680. The majority of Americans say Biden's skyrocketing gas prices are causing financial hardship. That's the new headline of the day. 68% said rising gas prices have caused financial hardship. And of those, 38% said a great deal of hardship. So there you go. Oh, this is pretty funny. And I had mentioned to you this last week that they would come up with some way to assist you with regard to high gas prices. So they are essentially going to shoot you, then call the paramedics. That's what the White House is doing. They caused the problem of energy dependence on OPEC, and they approached Venezuela. Apparently, they've reneged on that one because a lot of Hispanic Americans are going, Venezuela's a communist country, and they're starving their people, and just because we're Hispanic, just because we're brown people, doesn't mean we side with despots in Central or South America. What the hell are you thinking? So that's on hold. They're still trying to go after Iran, I guess. But what the White House wanted to do, they considered, are you ready for this? They considered giving Americans gas cards to help offset high prices. But they faced strong opposition from congressional committees, which questioned the plan's viability and effectiveness. So they were just going to send you gas cards to solve the problem that they created. Isn't that just glorious? Isn't that just wonderful? I predicted some sort of a stimulus check. They were going to come up with another stimulus check. And what they do is they do it after November, like they did in 2020. They do it after November till after the election, but that's not going anywhere. But they came up with the idea as part of a broader package to address gas prices, which is still in its early stages, according to a senior Democratic aide. They told Axios this. So Axios, even left-wing media, saying they came up with this. A House Democrat counsel said on Wednesday last week, laid out for the White House a list of reasons why gas cards would be a bad idea, including it would be expensive and poorly targeted. That stopped them. I mean, have you seen, like, 20% of COVID relief money was misspent? Did you read about that, kids? So as far as it being expensive and poorly targeted, when has that ever stopped government? Let's look at the war on poverty. Let's look at the Great Society. There's a few trillion dollars that were very expensive and poorly targeted and did nothing for poverty in this country, particularly the poverty rate among black and other people of color. Another reason why gas cards would be a bad idea, could worsen inflation and wouldn't do much to lower costs. Again, when has that ever mattered? Delivering the cards would be a slow process that could bog down the IRS in the middle of the filing season, potentially delaying people's tax returns. There's a variety of ideas being discussed to ensure that costs American families are feeling at the pump are as minimal as possible. However, one of them, I'll just add, is not energy independence by the United States, although apparently the government is going to offer up some permits for drilling, I guess. That's their thing. So maybe they're going to try and do something before the elections. Other ideas being discussed, stimulus checks, using more ethanol to lower the demand for oil, which, you know, it's making it impossible to plant crops because farmers can't afford fertilizer, which is a byproduct of the petroleum industry, and canceling oil companies' federal leases that aren't actively being used. This, according to a top Democrat aide. Various Democrats have also introduced bills that would suspend the federal gas tax. Again, doesn't mean D word for Richard when gas is $5 a gallon. Raise taxes on oil companies will just raise prices on you, and fund means-tested assistance or provide a federal rebate whenever gas prices get above $4 per gallon. What a just, honestly, what a joke. What a joke. They don't give a rat's behind about you and me. They don't care. Joe Biden said it. He's been saying it for years. The left in this country is going after fossil fuels for years. You know, when they see suffering of the American people affecting their poll numbers, that's when they suddenly give a crap. By the way, a globalist agency is calling for energy lockdowns, including banning cars on Sundays to achieve climate goals. The globalist International Energy Agency, the IEA, if it had a K there, it'd be IKEA, is calling for energy lockdowns as the price of gas and oil skyrockets. So that what they want to do is they want to lock down on the general public, such as banning cars on Sunday and only allowing certain licensed registered vehicles on the road on certain days. Other measures include the agency's 10-point plan to cut oil use, including, you ready? Welcome back, Carter. Reduce speed limits, work from home, cutting business air travel, and imposing an SUV tax. These are all of the things that they are considering, reports from Climate Depot, the website run by former Capitol Hill staffer Mark Morano. So they want to, you know, lower the speed limit and all that. Amazon Flex drivers, they're asking for help. These are people who, instead of driving Amazon delivery vehicles, use their own vehicles, and now they're saying they can't afford gas to deliver the package to your house. So there you go. So that's what's going. And I've got it. Here's what Bloomberg says that you and I need to do. If your income is more than $289,000 a year, the run-up in gas prices may be alarming, but it's unlikely to hammer your overall finances. For those with an income of about $50,000, that's where it gets really troubling. Now, listen to what they say you should do. These are tips that you should have if you are going to get past these high gas prices. Here we go. First, you have to know your budget to control your budget. Budgeting takes effort, but it gives you power, and that power is even more important in inflationary times. Isn't that amazing? Nobody ever thought about budget. It's like Joe Biden with his new cancer moonshot thing. No institution has ever considered working for a cure for cancer. I know, we never thought about it before. Now it may even be the time to sell your car, is what they're saying. It certainly isn't the time to buy a new one or a used one. Also, prices for animal-based food products will certainly increase, though your palate may not be used to it. Tasty meat substitutes include vegetables or lentils and beans, which are up 9%, by the way. And this is just like they do in Cuba. You get a pound of rice and 4 pounds of beans every month. Plan to cut out middle creature and consume plants directly. It's more efficient, healthier, and cheaper way to get your calories. You might even consider making a smoothie out of your grass clippings in your lawn. I'm just throwing that out there. And stay away from buying in bulk. They say you should stay away from buying in bulk, mostly because the left really hates you going to Sam's Wholesale Club or Costco because it means you eat more. If you absolutely must buy in bulk, take a friend and split some of the stuff. There you go. And then here's the deal. This is the piece de resistance from Bloomberg. If you are suffering from gas prices, if you're one of the many Americans who became a new pet owner during the pandemic, you might want to eat your dog. No, just kidding. That's another country. You might want to rethink those costly pet medical needs. It may sound harsh, but researchers actually don't recommend PET chemotherapy, which can cost up to $10,000 for ethical reasons. So if your dog is dying of cancer or some sort of illness that could be costly, let your pet die. And then I'm presumably saying you might consider eating them. That's I'm just adding that on the end there because, you know, after they're passed, you know, what else are you going to do? What else are you going to do? There is a cabal in the country that has been around for a couple of years. Actually, it's been around for at least 5 years. And that is the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party. I have told you that if those three entities come together and simultaneously say that a story in the news or something that you have researched, if they say, those three simultaneously, that what you are saying is misinformation or the story is misinformation or disinformation, it means the story's true. It means the story is true. And at this point in the United States of America, if you look at the mainstream media or big social media or the Democrat Party, you cannot trust a damned thing they have to say. When all three come together on one thing, what they are doing is political in nature, and it is false. It is a lie. It is propaganda, period. It is like living in the Soviet Union during those days of the Soviet Union. It is akin to having Pravda. It is akin to living in Cuba. It is akin to living in North Korea, except for in this country, all three of the aforementioned have the First Amendment, which they choose to discard. Here's Russell Brand, comedian who's actually mildly funny, very left of center, was very left of center, and he has been discovering these truths that the rest of us have known for a very long time, and he shares them on social media, and he is being called a disseminator of misinformation. He's being attacked. Here he is talking about being attacked and the cabal, which I just mentioned.
I've made a lot of mistakes. I've been wrong many times, but I'm beginning to think I'm right about this. The mainstream media is not your friend.
Uh-huh.
The culture is not your friend.
Uh-huh.
The government is not your friend.
Uh-huh.
Big business is not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
They are operating collegiately in unison to create a set of systems that are beneficial to them and disadvantage you.
Okay, there you go. The mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party. Boom, kaboom, kaboom. Kaboom. And that's the way it is. And that's the way it worked on this entire Hunter Biden laptop debacle. You know what I think we need? I think we need a montage. We need a montage.
We're gonna need a montage. Ooh, it takes a montage. Show a lot of things happening.
And here is the aforementioned montage of the media saying that the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Biden secret emails.
A really fishy story.
The Post claimed that the emails were found on a laptop computer.
By the way, Brian Stelter's show spent 0 seconds on the media's false claims that Hunter Biden's laptop emails were Russian disinformation.
Computer that was brought to a repair shop in Delaware in the spring of 2019.
The FBI is now investigating whether those alleged Hunter Biden emails are actually connected to a larger foreign intelligence operation.
They may be related to a foreign intelligence operation.
Foreign intelligence operation.
None of this was true. And all they had to do was ask questions and do a little journalism.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence.
Foreign intelligence operation.
For all we know, these emails are made up.
The information found on the laptop may be part of a Russian disinformation campaign.
No one of these entities has stepped forward and said, yeah, you know what? You were right. We were wrong.
Part of a Russian disinformation.
You know why? Because they already did the damage.
An effort.
Described by many intelligence experts as having hallmarks.
All the hallmarks of a Russian.
The only thing we can have solace in is that Brian Stelter will be without a job before the end of the year. He will be fired. A, because he's a liar, and B, he has no ratings.
And Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
Disinformation campaign.
This is a classic example of the right-wing media machine.
There you go, kids. That's from MRC TV, by the way. Yeah, disinformation and misinformation. And what's really galling, and I've said this before, what's really galling is that they use the word disinformation, which is, a term used by Joseph Stalin in 1923, and he established a disinformation department. in the government. And those people who spoke out against the government narrative ended up being sent to gulags, ended up being murdered, ended up disappearing. And we have the country. We have our country. In this country, the media and the Democrat Party are actually, they have the balls. Anyway, to call what you say disinformation. It is actually kind of a threat when you think about it. It's really kind of a threat. Joe Biden also said in the last year, he also said it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Also said by Joseph Stalin, by the way. Stelter was asked if he stood by his inaccurate claims of suggesting that Hunter Biden emails may have been made up and could have been Russian disinformation, or if he was planning to retract the inaccurate statements. He said nothing of that. He refused to retract the false statements, insinuations. Instead, Stelter falsely accused Breitbart News of not standing by its reporting, by the way. There you go. This is part of the cabal. And again, it's kind of good to know, but we knew it all along, that the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party were all working together to label the truth misinformation and disinformation. It's kind of relieving to know that we were right all along, but we knew it. We knew it from the get-go. And this is all collapsing. The Biden laptop, Russia collusion. And guys, the next thing that are going to be collapsing, the 2020 election. And the steal, all right? And you may say, oh, yeah, you're a conspiracy theorist and all that. But you know what? Everybody said you were a conspiracy theorist about Hunter Biden's laptop, too. All right? Hey, guys, it's Carson. I want to talk to you about GenuCell plant stem therapy. I've been using this for around 10 years now. And people say the puffiness and bags under your eyes are the hardest thing to get rid of until now. One of the things that I've discovered in life is the older you get, the worse you look in the morning. And with its instant effects, GenuCell is guaranteed to show results in as little as 12 hours or your money back. Users saw results in only 12 hours with dramatic improvement in 2 weeks, and I can attest to it. GenuCell contains 8 extra ingredients to significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness. Plus, GenuCell uses patented plant stem cell technology to improve longevity and brilliant long-term results. Now, go to GenuCell.com/Carson right now to try risk-free. Say goodbye to puffiness and bags today. Enter my promo code Carson10 at the checkout for an additional 10% off today. GenuCell promises the best skincare, best results, or your money back. Go to GenuCell.com/Carson. That's GenuCell.com/Carson. By the way, Donald Trump had a speech in Broward County over the weekend, not covered by the media. Newsmax, of course, did. Thank you very much. And he dropped the F-bomb, actually, which I think right now in this country, considering all of the things that the media, big social media, and the Democrat Party put him through and his family through and the country through, even until this day, is wholly appropriate.
When I was in the White House, we had peace through strength.
They didn't bleep around with us.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it when he gives people a little what fur. And by the way, the Twitter has suspended the Babylon Bee, which is a satirical website, after it awarded Rachel Levine, the assistant health secretary who was a man his entire life until he decided to become a woman. And USA Today named that person Woman of the Year, easily pushing real women who were born women out of the spotlight, kind of like Leah Thomas did at the University of Pennsylvania and the NCAA swimming tournament last week in the 500-meter or the 500-yard. I think it's a 500-meter. Anyway, so they decided to make Rachel Levine the Man of the Year as a joke, you see, as a joke, and Twitter banned them, which is what Twitter does. And Twitter's days and YouTube's days and Facebook days are numbered. Let's real quick go to Sean in Live Oak, California. Joins us on the phone. He wants to talk a little bit about the Don't Say Gay. Well, they call it the Don't Say Gay Bill. It's nothing to do with that in Florida. Hello there, Sean. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Yeah, one of the things that bothered me about the Don't Say Gay Bill or the criticisms of it is they don't understand the purpose of childhood. Childhood is what happens before you have your sex drive, when you attain puberty. Yeah. And it's the time that you learn skills for survival and to how to prosper without the distraction of a sex drive. And now they wanted to sexualize children and get them to be worried about sex rather than worrying about what they're going to need to learn when they grow up.
100%. You are 100%. And what I like to say, Sean, is that for kindergartens or preschoolers through third grade, your genitals are for peeing. And that's the way it should be. That there are people who want to go in and sexualize them or try to convince them that they are another gender is evil, is absolute evil. And I find it kind of interesting that Walt Disney has capitulated, the Disney company has capitulated to the woke crowd with regard to the bill, which is nothing about us not saying gay. It's about protecting children, kindergarten through third grade. But Walt Disney Company had four sexual predators working for them in a statewide sweep last week. They found four Disney employees, including a lifeguard at Disney's Polynesian Resort, who were actively trafficking in children or child pornography. I thought that was kind of interesting, Sean. So I think some of this, this getting porn into school libraries, this sexualizing of young children, is in fact about grooming children, and it's very dangerous, and it needs to be shut down. I appreciate the call, Sean. Have a glorious day, and thanks for listening. All right. Back to my theme of the show. This is from the New York Post over the weekend. Listen carefully, because it's exactly what I've been saying for a couple of years now. Headline, how Dem officials, the media, and big tech worked in concert to bury the Hunter Biden story. Okay? Democrat Party, big social media, and the mainstream media. The paper scoops on Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020 were labeled Russian misinformation, according to Politico, a hoax, discredited by many, many, many red flags, according to NPR, and a hack and leak operation that had to be throttled. That's from Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, who helped to steal the 2020 election with close to a half a billion dollars given to counties, strong Democrat strongholds in battleground states to pay for ballot boxes that were unmanned and stuffed summarily with votes for Joe Biden. And the truth's coming out on that. I've got a story coming out of Pennsylvania I'm going to share with you. 100 people videotaped stuffing multiple ballots in unmanned ballot boxes in the state of Pennsylvania. It infamously stuffed out Twitter, as was the Post Twitter account, because of a policy about hacked materials that only seemed to apply to this one case. The Post acted with transparency in explaining to readers how it got the laptop from hell. Moreover, nobody on the Biden team denied the Post report because they knew the suspected information was true. Here is, this is a story that broke over the weekend from CBS Television, actually a CBS affiliate. Let me find it here. Yeah, a CBS affiliate in New York talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. This is KUTV.com.
Leading up to the 2020 presidential election, the Biden campaign hit a roadblock. A New York Post report about a laptop that landed at a Delaware repair shop apparently belonging to the president's son, Hunter. On that laptop, a trove of emails detailing Hunter's apparent business dealings, including an effort to connect his father, then Vice President Biden, to a
The most corrupt family in the history of American politics, the most corrupt president in our nation's history. That is Joe Biden. I want heads to roll over this. I want them to roll with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. I want them to roll with the mainstream media, big social media, and I want the Democrat Party all to pay for this nonsense.
Ukrainian energy company where
they stole an election. They stole a bloody election.
Hunter sat on the board. But the effort to suppress the story came almost immediately. Social media outlets began limiting sharing of the story on their platforms. Facebook calling the move an effort to, quote, reduce the spread of misinformation.
Misinformation!
Then President-elect Biden also waded into the waters.
Do you still think that the stories from the fall about your son Hunter were Russian misinformation?
I would love to see this man in prison. I'm not kidding. We throw that around, Joe Biden in prison. And I know that it will never happen because, you know, he's not a part of you and me. He's not you and me. He's not a part of our class. He's a part of the political class. They never pay for what they do, but he should go.
Yes, yes, yes.
But a New York Times report this week confirming the authenticity of the laptop, now over a year removed from the first report by the New York Post, the effort to kill the original story is under the spotlight.
And it should be under the spotlight. And it's been something that we all have known for a very long time. Jen Psaki claims the White House has no confirmation of the Senate report that Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from Russia, and he did. She also once again failed to say if he'd divested from a Chinese firm, where, by the way, he was put in charge of a $1.5 billion hedge fund that he has no experience or knowledge about. The most corrupt political family in American history. I absolutely believe that. Republicans are eyeing possible probes after the midterm elections that will target Hunter Biden, Dr. Anthony Fauci, and the handling of the southern border crisis, which in itself is impeachable and possibly treasonous. If Republicans garner a majority, they could launch probes on several fronts. When the Hill asked Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin what he would like to investigate if the GOP gains a majority, he replied with a very livid response. Like everything, it's like a mosquito in a nudist colony. It's a target-rich environment. Here is Steve Bannon over the weekend talking about the coming Hunter Biden, Joe Biden hearings.
The Fauci's now going to retire. The Fauci hearings, hey, we'll sell you some showtime on that. The Hunter Biden hearings, and then bringing in all the national security guys that lied about it, and we're stripping them of their security clearances immediately so they can't make a living anymore, leeching off this country, selling this country out, being treasonous. What they did in October of 2020 is treason. They knew it was real information. They knew Murdoch's New York Post had checked it out and done the due diligence, and they lied about it. They lied about it. They lied about it to aid and bring aid and comfort to our enemies, to bring aid and comfort to our enemies. Would any of this happen if Donald J. Trump was a president?
By the way, he is talking about the 51 intelligence experts who signed a proclamation that discredited the Hunter Biden laptop, by the way. A little bit more from Steve Bannon.
I told you Biden's illegitimate, and then the world knows it. The world knows it. And this guy, she knows it. He warns about it. And then Putin's having a big old rally. Of course, MSNBC says, I think they paid the people to think that. I don't think they did. I'm just betting. Over and under on that, okay?
Here is Senator Ron Johnson confronting the head, well, former head of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, a while back about all of this. And Jack Dorsey, of course, not giving up anything. Jack Dorsey was complicit, absolutely complicit with regard to throwing of the election. Here is that exchange.
Okay, for both Mr. Zuckerberg and Dorsey, who censored New York Post stories or throttled them back, do either one of you have any evidence that the New York Post story is part of Russian disinformation?
Nobody who signed on to saying that the New York Post story was disinformation or misinformation had one bit of evidence supporting that. That is a fact.
Or that those emails aren't authentic? Do any of you have any information whatsoever? They're not authentic, or that they are Russian disinformation? Mr. Dorsey?
We don't.
You have no. So why would you censor it? Why did you prevent that from?
Twitter shut it down in October of 2020 before the election. It has been shown that this would have made a 16-point difference with Democrats voting for Donald Trump instead of Joe Biden. But, of course, they also stole the election in battleground states around the country as well.
Being disseminated on your platform that is supposed to be for the free expression of ideas, and particularly true ideas.
We believed it fell afoul of our hacking materials policy. We judged in the
moment. But what evidence did you have that it was hacked? They weren't hacked.
We judged in a moment that it looked like it was hacked materials.
You were wrong.
Surfacing, and we updated our policy and our enforcement within.
Now, that was the same as every other post that you censored from conservatives. There was no evidence of hacking. You just made the decision, and this was big enough you couldn't crush this story like you do people like me, because I'm small potatoes compared to the New York Post. So you actually literally had to come up with lies about it to take it down. Here's another headline from the weekend. A lawmaker calls for full investigation into collusion between, are you ready? Big tech, mainstream media, and Democrats. There you go. I've been saying the same thing. There is a cabal. It was even confirmed by Time Magazine after the election. They literally admitted that the mainstream media, big tech, and Democrats colluded to throw the election. And then you throw in also the other piece of a supposed disinformation and misinformation is that the election was stolen. And I like to say to those who say that that the election was not stolen. They always say, hey, prove it was stolen. I say, prove it wasn't. Prove it wasn't. Because I have tons of information, I have tons of research, and I have also tons of research about how the mainstream media, big social media, and the Democrat Party have no curiosity whatsoever. They just attempted to shut down discourse like they did with Hunter Biden's laptop, like Twitter did with Hunter Biden's laptop before the election. I remember on November the 4th, I woke up to go to my my hundreds of thousands of followers on my main Facebook page, November the 4th, the morning after the election, and it was gone. The page was gone. There was no citing of a specific post that I had put up. There was no recourse I could take whatsoever. There was no explanation as to why it was taken down, but I knew what the explanation was, that I would be raising questions about the 2020 election and all of the bullcrap that took place during the 2020 election. And again, all of these dominoes are falling. All of these things that you know are true in your heart because something doesn't feel right, because you put together the pieces yourself. You said, wow, why did they stop counting the votes in these battleground states? I'm watching whatever news on election night, and all of a sudden Fox News calls Arizona. Wait, hold on. Donald Trump's way ahead in all these states. He's got, it's a landslide. It's happening. There is a landslide happening. The next morning, you wake up, you find out that the battleground states stopped counting the votes at midnight and restarted the next morning with 95 to 100% of the ballots counted the next morning going to Joe Biden, just enough to assure the victory. And I've got much more than that, including 91 nursing homes in Wisconsin where the voting turnout was 95 to 100%, and most of those people were infirmed, not knowing their relatives, not being able to feed themselves, but somehow they were able to vote Democrat. And then we've got a new movie coming out. It's called 2,000 Mules, where 2,000 people were tracked using GPS data, stuffing ballot boxes for Joe Biden in states like Georgia. That's coming out very soon, Dinesh D'Souza's new movie. This is pretty interesting. You know, we've heard this morning that this Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation and misinformation. Here is a man confronting Joe Biden during the presidential campaign, and he knew in his heart there's something crooked about Hunter Biden. There's something crooked about Joe Biden. Everybody knew that Hunter Biden was getting enormously wealthy by getting people to pay for access to Joe Biden. Everybody knew all of this. And the three aforementioned, the triumvirate of lies and disinformation, said otherwise. But here's a man standing in front of Joe Biden and saying, I think there's something wrong and I want an explanation.
Been messing around in Ukraine over there. But you, on the other hand, sent your son over there. You're selling access to the president just like he was.
You're a damn liar, man. That's
Listen to this. And he's saying the truth.
Your son over there. You're selling access to the president just like he was.
You're a damn liar, man.
He was telling the truth. You're the damned liar. So we know now that the Hunter Biden laptop story was real, that the Hunter Biden laptop story could have affected the election of 2020. It was not the only reason why Joe Biden won the election of 2020. You know my feelings about the election of 2020. We won't go any further into that, but it did not hurt that Twitter and the mainstream media denied that this real story actually happened. Here's a flashback.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
The vast majority of the intelligence people have come out and said there's no basis at all.
The allegations against Joe and Hunter Biden have no basis in fact.
Who do you think is behind this?
Well, the Russians would be my number one guess.
Obviously, Russia would be the chief suspect.
And you know how I knew from the get-go that there was no Russia collusion with Donald Trump? Because it doesn't make any freaking sense. Donald Trump is a hawk on the American economy, on America first, on American defense. There was no reason why Russia would want Donald Trump as the president. There was a reason why Russia wanted Hillary Clinton to be the president, because she was bought and paid for by Russia. Uranium One, anyone? $150 million from Russian oligarchs into the Clinton Foundation? Anyone? The Clinton Foundation drying up after she lost the election? Anyone? Just a little bit of common sense and a little bit of journalistic curiosity, and everybody would have known this. But the thing is, the New York Times knew about this too. They're not so stupid that they suddenly just woke up and said, oh my gosh, wow, we hadn't even thought about this, that this laptop is real. We hadn't even thought about it. They knew it all along, guys. And you know why I know that? Because I'm not stupid. Former Attorney General Bill Barr has got a new book out that he's pushing. He's a toad. He's proclaimed that the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story by legacy media and big tech corporations definitely had an impact on the 2020 presidential election. But he's also saying, oh no, there's no evidence that it was stolen. He's saying that the election was stolen because the Hunter Biden laptop was covered up. And then he's saying the election wasn't stolen. He's just trying to sell books. He's a giant toad, insider, swamp dweller. Barr recalled when a letter signed by more than 50 former senior U.S. intelligence officials, including former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, claimed the allegations regarding a laptop reportedly owned by President Joe Biden's son has all the classic earmarks of Russian information operation. As soon as this letter came out from the so-called intelligence specialist, the DNI, John Radcliffe, at the time in the FBI, which worked for me, both came out and said this was not the result of Russian disinformation. The media ignored that completely, just kept going on with the disinformation lie. This is Bill Barr. Bill Barr. The cover-up definitely made an impact on the election. The suppressing of that news. That's what Bill Barr said this weekend about it. And yet he's still saying the election wasn't stolen. Russian officials have said that Joe Biden is compromise. He is bought and paid for. Here is Peter Schweitzer, author of a new book about Joe Biden and his dealings with China, called Red Handed. Here he is talking about the coming indictment of Hunter Biden.
Yeah, in fact, I think this New York Times piece, the fact that they got cooperation from Team Biden and probably from the Hunter Biden legal team, is an indication to me they are extremely concerned that he is going to be indicted. This grand jury has been meeting since 2018. They were suspended during COVID because of healthcare protocols. It's back up and running, and it's very clear that when it comes to the issues related to tax evasion and money laundering and the other issues wrapped up with it, they're extremely concerned that Hunter Biden's going to be indicted. And I think this article is an effort to frame that conversation in a way that could be the most favorable to them.
Uh-huh. And here is J.D. Vance on Newsmax. He is a political pundit, very knowledgeable man, talking about the Biden crime family.
The Biden administration is effectively a crime family that we've allowed to plunder the country, to turn our country into a total disaster area. That's, unfortunately, we're living with the consequences today. You know, the other thing that's crazy about this is the media and social media, big tech, engaged in this massive cover-up. If you were talking about this 12, 18 months ago, you were engaged in Russian disinformation. Right. The tech companies would censor you for even discussing it. Like you said, they censored the New York Post. It makes you wonder, what is big tech censoring today? What are they telling us we're not allowed to discuss that we're going to find out 12, 18 months down the road is actually just basic common sense truth?
Now, again, this is something I've said. Here's J.D. Vance again. Listen to this.
Post. It makes you wonder, what is big tech censoring today? What are they telling us we're not allowed to discuss that we're going to find out 12, 18 months down the road?
Well, there's January the 6th. Well, there's the Wuhan lab. There's the elections 2020. There's the Hillary server. There is the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns just in time for the election year. School closings have been debunked as beneficial, not beneficial for children. The vaccine mandates, the vaccine passports. There are dozens of things that have been debunked by the triumvirate of lies, which is the big media, the mainstream media, big social media in the Democrat Party. And every one of the things that I just mentioned, which were suspect to me before, are now obviously suspect following the New York Times admitting that they covered up the Hunter Biden laptop story. The DOJ claimed that Kamala Harris and VP Mike Pence were in the Capitol on January the 6th during the so-called riots. It turns out that neither was the case. More than 100 defendants have been given a felony charge that could potentially land them in jail for many years, as the maximum sentence is up to 20 years of jail time, the January 6th protesters. This charge is inaccurate, as no congressional session was being held, but it appears now that neither of the two primary members, Kamala and Pence, were actually at the Capitol. They had been evacuated from the grounds due to the pipe bomb discovered by the DNC and RNC, which means that none of the people charged with interrupting an official session of Congress need to be charged. This is all a bloody lie. Another lie. As people are sitting in the prison in Washington, D.C., in solitary confinement over a year now. Another indignity suffered upon them and you for speaking out. I am so done. I want heads to roll. I want the swamp to be figuratively blown up, paved over, and reinvented. I want people in the DOG, the FBI, the HHS, the DHS, the IRS, and on and on and on. I want wholesale firings from the top to the bottom, and then indictments, and then prison. I've been on the planet 50-some years. I've never seen anything like this. And I would venture to say, you haven't either. And you know that something has been wrong. You know in your heart, and you put two and two together, and you've been told by the other side that your two and two is seven. When you are right. Keep fighting. That's all I got to say. Keep fighting. Thank you for joining me today, guys. Please share this podcast with other people. Just go to newsmaxtv.com/podcast for all of the digital platforms where it is available. If you would please share that with other folks. Also, this weekend, my TV show is on. Donald Trump thinks I'm the funniest person on television, although it's really hard to be funny lately. It really is. God bless our first responders. God bless our military veterans and departed. God bless you. Yeah, you too. You too. And until tomorrow, don't catch the stupid.
Thanks for listening to the Newsmax Daily with Rob Carson. Check your cable guide or NewsmaxTV.com. Or watch free on YouTube, Roku, Apple, Pluto, Zumo, Amazon Fire, and your smart TV. Newsmax, America's fastest growing cable news channel. Check NewsmaxTV.com for details.